Good day and welcome to Nova's Business Report on the Market Watch with me today. My name is Michelle and my guest today is Elena Mbothi. And we are going to talk about South African interest rates as the SARB is meeting and will announce their rate. If there's a rate change, that will be next week, Wednesday or Thursday. So, Elena, tell me, in the light of possible cuts in warning that they're looking at almost a definite 25, a possible 50 basis points in Europe, what do you foresee for South Africa next week?
Yes, good afternoon, Michelle, and thank you for always having me on the show. It's always an enjoyable experience. I think the global uncertainty is definitely one that is spilling over to regional dynamics as well. So as you mentioned, there's some cuts expected in Europe. In the States, I think dynamics, they remain very uncertain. For South Africa, our view has not really changed. We are expecting still 50 basis points to be cut in this year. I think the only thing with that is that given the high levels of uncertainty, there is definitely a risk that these cuts could be pushed out. So we're expecting possibly a cut in May, possibly another cut in November. But given the level of uncertainty, as I said, it's possible that these cuts could be pushed out even further. But our baseline view right now still does remain at least 50 basis points for 2025.
So in other words, a possible 25 next week, is that in any way driven by recent inflation data?
Yes. So inflation in South Africa remains at 3.2%, which is on the lower side of their inflation target. So their target range for inflation is to always keep it between 3 to 6%. And I think on average, it has remained between 3 and 4% for a while. So it has remained quite contained. And I think what they're expecting inflation to reach in 2025 is 3.6% for 2025 and 4.5% for 2026. So inflation isn't really the concern there. I think what is the concern in South Africa is growth. So while growth has ticked up a little bit, the South African Reserve Bank did highlight that the growth is not really, or the overall picture is still disappointing, and there's still some sectors that are showing weakness, with growth only reaching about 0.6% in 2023. And they've revised their 2025 forecast down slightly from 1.8 to 1.7. So I think there's still incentive for the SARB to definitely cut. And two out of the six monetary policy members actually did vote for a cut, even though the majority, the four, voted for a hold at the last meeting. So I think the South African Reserve Bank would still want to continue a cutting cycle. I just think the uncertainty is causing them to be a little bit more cautious and make sure that global inflation did not spill over to inflation, domestic inflation, and then that sort of takes inflation out of the band that they have been so nicely contained in.
Yeah. So this uncertainty isn't necessarily always to the downside. There could be some positives coming from the uncertainty. Tell us about a stimulus from the Chinese economy.
Yeah, so we've noticed that the Chinese economy is actually picking up, and there is some fiscal stimulus that's happening in China that is definitely improving their economy. And given the size of the economy and interlinkages into how much the Chinese economy just trades and demands global commodities and just global goods across the world, an improvement in the Chinese economy does have an implication for commodity prices. And of course, for economies like South Africa and Namibia that rely heavily on commodity trade, this is positive for us. And it's interesting because the SARB did highlight in the statement that one of the scenarios that they looked at was a scenario around a slowdown in the US, which resulted in a weaker dollar and higher commodity prices, especially for gold. And they highlighted that that did imply some modest benefits for the South African economy, given better terms of trade and a stronger rand. But of course, the caveat to that is there are obviously trade wars that are happening that will influence this. So we would have to see how all of that play out. But it is possible for South Africa to come out a little bit stronger at the end of all of this.
Yeah, so the stimulus now obviously is to the one side, as you've mentioned, in their real estate. But on the other side, the impact of the tariffs, and one has already started reading about Chinese factories and workers being, redundant. So a lot of uncertainty in that space. Just on the South African situation, a lot of turmoil on the GNU and not getting to consensus, that obviously also plays a role.
Yes. And I would imagine that that is possibly what's weighing on growth and influencing things like, you know, the efficiency of fiscal spend, which we know for economies like South Africa, where the government is a huge player, it's going to have an impact. So even just, I think, from investor sentiment and just general confidence in the market, I think the stagnation of, or policy stagnation that we feared that is coming from the GNU sort of is materializing. So I think the next 5 years are going to be quite sluggish growth for the South African economy, because it is going to be a lot of push and pull from a policy perspective that will sort of dampen sentiments. But hopefully they will come to some sort of a political middle ground, because for us as economists, you just want to make sure that the economy keeps moving, right? But yeah, politics always has an impact.
Yeah. Okay, so important for our listeners in Namibia, let's take a few scenarios. If the SARB now cuts next week, in the middle of May, what can we expect in June from the Bank of Namibia?
So if the SARB cuts, I still think that Bank of Namibia will likely hold, unless they see that the inflation risks that I've mentioned before are such that are not as apparent or not as imminent, and they do have a little bit of room for a cut. Because similar to South Africa, there is also incentive for bond to cut. PSCE still remains low. Our growth is quite good and quite robust. But again, it's quite driven by one sort of stimulus, and it's not as broad-based as we would like to see it. And there's still households and sectors that are also still struggling in Namibia. So there is definitely incentive for a cut. I think similar to South Africa, you just want to make sure that inflation remains contained, because our inflation is a little bit higher than it, South Africa right now. And then, of course, we also have to honor our peg and keep in mind that our rates are already 75 basis points lower than South Africa. So we don't have as much room, I think, to sort of cut as freely as South Africa right now. But definitely, if South Africa cuts, there is a possibility that bond might choose to cut by similar points and sort of just maintain the 75 basis points differential.
Okay, so but if I understand you right, in conclusion, the more core view or basic view is that even if there is a cut next week by the SARB, in all likelihood, we might not see a similar cut in Namibia.
No, you might likely see the bank holding. And then what that would do is sort of just close the differential a little bit. So the differential move from 75 basis points to 50 basis points. And as I said, the Bank of Namibia had a lot of room because we had such strong reserve positions for us to be able to hold this differential for as long as we have. But we have been reporting that we're expecting some pressure on those reserves coming in the next few months. So a smaller differential might be a little bit more comfortable for bond, which is our baseline view, and which is why we expect them to hold even if there is a 25 basis point cut.
Yeah, for the liquidity also. Okay, Ileana, thank you very much for being my guest and talking to me. Until the next time.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.